أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا يحزنك قولهم إن العزة لله جميعا هو السميع العليم. In the ayat that preceded, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the awliya of Allah, the close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah spoke of the privileges that they will enjoy in this worldly life and in the akhirah. Allah spoke of their attributes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of their ultimate entry into Jannah. In this ayah, ayah number 65 of Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were many remarks, statements, accusations made against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many things were said to him by the mushrikeen, the polytheists, and others regarding the deen of Islam. Today also we find that many people will make such statements related to our deen, related to ourselves. And what should be our response? Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Let not their statements cause you any grief. Don't take it to heart. Don't allow it to cause you any grief, to make you sad, to create despondency and anxiety within you. It is not worth it. These are just statements that they are making based on nothing but their ignorance. إِنَّ الْعِزَّ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Remember that all power ultimately in totality belongs to Allah. Just remember that Allah has full power to do what He wants. Take your strength from Allah. That is where the believer and a mu'min takes his or her strength from. Huwa as-sami', Allah is listening. Huwa as-sami', indeed Allah is the all-hearing. Allah listens to the remarks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears all the statements and comments that they make. Al-Alim, Allah is fully knowledgeable and has all the knowledge of what they do and what they say. Allah, listen, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by extension the Ummah, and by extension the entire creation. Inna lillah man fi samawat wa man fi al-ard. Indeed, whosoever is in the heavens and whosoever is in the earth belongs to Allah alone. Wa ma yattabi'u alladhina yad'una min dunillahi shuraka. They claim that they worshipped certain gods, associates and partners of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are praying and worshipping and supplicating to other gods besides Allah, Allah says they are not following any partners of Allah, though they may say and claim that these gods or these persons are associates and partners of Allah. Allah says that is not the reality. إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ. They are only following their whims. These are their desires and their fancies, their whims that they are following. وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. And all they are doing is guesswork. What they are doing is conjecturing, and what they are doing is based on their ignorance and their guesswork, and has nothing to do with the authority given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding.